Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 20, and following that we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 20, I am determined to see. This is our first attempt to introduce structure. Do not misconstrue it as an effort to exert force or pressure. You want salvation. You want to be happy. You want peace. You do not have them now because your mind is totally undisciplined, and you cannot distinguish between joy and sorrow, pleasure and pain, love and fear. You are now learning how to tell them apart, and great indeed will be your reward. Your decision to see is all that vision requires. What you want is yours. Do not mistake the little effort that is asked of you for an indication that our goal is of little worth. Can the salvation of the world be a trivial purpose? And can the world be saved if you are not? God has one Son, and He is the resurrection and the life. His will is done because all power is given Him in heaven and on earth. In your determination to see is vision given you. The exercise for today consists in reminding yourself throughout the day that you want to see. Today's idea also tactically implies the recognition that you do not see now. Therefore, as you repeat the idea, you are stating that you are determined to change your present state for a better one, and one you really want. As I contemplate this lesson, I am determined to see. I am determined to see with vision what the truth is. I lay down the fear of having to maintain a separate identity. As long as I see, look through the eyes of a separate identity, I cannot see the truth. I do not have vision. The separate identity blocks me from truthfully seeing. I am determined to lay down my separate identity. I am determined to ask and listen to learn the truth of what is I, where the I comes from. The lesson asks me to repeat the idea, I am determined to see, every half hour or so, to remind myself that I don't see, that I am confused, falling into habits of looking out through a separate identity's eyes. I am determined to see. is reminding me where my devotion lies. I want to remember where my devotion lies throughout the day. I want to feel the draw of that devotion, the peace and love that comes from feeling that devotion. I am no longer lost in a world seeking. I know what my devotion is, and I want to feel it throughout the day. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, guide me today to be in contact, to feel my devotion that I am determined to see. When I get confused and I start seeking in the world for other things, help me to return back to my devotion I am determined to see. Your guidance is the truth of me, reminding me who I am, what it is I seek, what will bring me peace and love and happiness. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind. You may find it helpful to watch the breath moving in and out, as a scientist would, giving the mind something to focus on to quiet the thoughts. Not thinking of the breath as a personal breath, but just watching it, impersonal breath, in and out. We find ourselves sitting in a circle with Holy Spirit, our inner guide, and we say, inner guide, remind me today to always remember I am determined to see. As we sit attentive of the heart, as we let go of all the things that we think define us, as we let those all go, we sit in the heart, feeling the heart. Nothing exists except the heart. What does it feel like when nothing outside of the heart exists? It's the only thing to see. Allow the peace and the love of the heart to consume the mind. Stay here in the heart. When a thought comes up, you become aware of your inner guide, reminding you, I am determined to see. And you let go again of everything you think defines you. Sinking back into the heart, allowing the love and peace of the heart to consume you, to consume you. Realizing there is no separation, there is no other. Thank you for joining with me in being determined to see. Namaste.